Sam Sparrow, Black and Gold, and I'm delighted to say that my guest has joined me this morning. It is Richard McNally.
Hello.
Welcome, Richard. It's lovely to have you on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, I am really intrigued to hear about your baby, which is, of course, the Write On Festival. Now, for anyone that doesn't know, how long has the Write On Festival been going on for?
This is the first year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Write On's been going for about 15 years as a group, and our mission is to help playwrights to develop their work and get it staged. But this is the first time I've ever done a festival.
Oh, OK, so that's interesting. So Write On is a group of people that have always encouraged new writers to write original plays. And you often get them, or you get one performed, or you get... How do you get...
So, traditionally, we've done seasons of new writing, usually script in hand, performances in little venues, in order to stage writers' work for the first time and get audience feedback and that kind of thing. And then sometimes we've done fully staged productions, you know, where the lines are learned, no script in hand, and that sort of thing. But this is taking it up a notch quite a bit.
Wow. So was it your idea to do a festival?
Yeah. So since I joined Write On, I've been thinking about what could I do for Write On? What's the biggest project that I could do for them? And I come up with this idea. You know, our mission is to support playwrights. So what's the grandest thing that we could do? And I thought we could do a festival all in 1 week, all new plays. So I pitched it to Write On, said, yep, brilliant, let's do it. And I was slightly concerned that the ADC Theatre would be like, hang on a minute, this is a bit ambitious. But thankfully, they loved the pitch, they loved the idea, and they've been very supportive. And it's all happening. We have a festival on next month.
So the ADC Theatre is one of the oldest theatres in Cambridge, isn't it? I mean, were you involved with the ADC Theatre at all through Footlights? Were you at Cambridge Uni? Were you a thespis at all here?
So I studied at Anglia Ruskin Drama, but ever since graduated, I have been doing lots of stuff with the ADC. Usually the playroom. The playroom is my favourite venue. I like how unusual it is. So I've done quite a few productions there. So I've already got a good relationship with the ADC through doing previous playroom shows. But now, still, this is on another level.
This is big. Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, I always knew there was obviously the ADC Theatre, but I didn't realise that they were affiliated with the Corpus Playrooms and is it the Larkham?
Yes, the Larkham Studio as well. So this festival will be split across three venues because we've got six plays all on in 1 week. The only way that we could fit six plays in is that you've got two plays on at each venue. We've got two plays on the ADC main stage, two plays on at the Corpus Playroom and two plays on at the Larkham Studio, all of which are owned by Cambridge University and the ADC. And the Larkham Studio is a little studio space that's attached to the ADC Theatre. So they're all within short walking distance of each other.
So you could, in theory, as a punter, see every single play?
Absolutely, yeah. You could see the early show on the main stage and then see a late show on at the playroom, for example, or sort of mix and match.
Brilliant. So do you buy one ticket for two shows or can you buy one ticket for one show or one ticket for all the shows? How does it work?
So all of the plays are ticketed separately. So if you just want to come and see one of the six plays, that's perfectly fine, but there are discounts available. So let's say you wanted to see the two plays on the ADC main stage, The Summer House and Guarded. If you book them together, then you'll get a 20% discount, which is great. Or the best way to see the festival is to come see all six. So if you book tickets for all six in one go, you'll get a 25% discount on the ticket price. So that's good.
Now, the plays are really interesting. So obviously, they're all original plays. How many plays were submitted to be a part of this festival?
Wow, it was... Thankfully, we had loads. We put out a call for submission at the beginning of last year and we had 60 submissions of one-act plays. So all of them are 1 hour long. And it's harder to get one-act plays because, you know, they're longer than a short play, you know, that's like 20 minutes long. But yeah, we had 60 submissions and from all over the place. We thought maybe it would be just around Cambridge, but we advertised on Playwriting UK and we have international playwrights who are part of that group. And so we had submissions from all over America and from Europe as well. So it was amazing to have such a wide pool of scripts to choose from. And they were all anonymised and then read by a panel who decided which ones would get staged.
So were you part of that panel?
I was, yes.
Okay.
But I had no idea who the writers were. And it was very exciting to be on the panel. And we had quite a lot of criteria when trying to select scripts. We wanted to make sure that they would work well as a double bill in the same venue. And so let's say the two shows that are on the ADC main stage, The Summer House and Guarded, were the ones that we selected. And we chose those because both of them are set in a garden. So we can have one beautiful garden set that works for both plays. So that was one of the criteria, making sure that the set could work. But also we wanted to make sure that we didn't have all the same thing. We didn't want to have all comedy or all dark and dreary stuff. So we selected them based on that as well. So there's a wonderful mix of styles and genres. So there should be something for everybody in there.
Brilliant. Well, let's talk about the plays that are on. So the ADC Theatre plays first. So talk me through those two plays.
So we have The Summer House on first at 7:45 p.m. And that's written by Dave Pescod. And that's a lovely play about two older gentlemen who are going to the funeral of their foster mother, who's recently died. And through their conversations, we find out what happened in their childhood when they lived in this house. And there's a summer house down the undergarden, and they hint at something which happened in the summer house which caused a rift between them. And what is it? You'll have to come see the play and find out.
Ooh, that sounds really intriguing. Yeah. And Guarded, what's that about?
So Guarded is... it's like a thriller, really. It's fantastic. It's a very tense thriller about a man who lives in the Balkans, and he invites his wife out from London to visit him. And because it's still a tense region at that time, he hires a bodyguard to watch over his wife while he's working. Ooh. And can we trust this bodyguard or not? Who knows? We'll have to come watch and find out.
They sound fantastic. So, and then you've got, obviously, The Larkham. What plays are on at The Larkham?
So at The Larkham Studio, we have Role Play on at 7 p.m. And that's written by James P. Mannion, who's a London writer. And that's a very silly, farcical comedy. It's very funny. And it's about two people, a couple, basically. And they have... they have these odd fantasies. They like to role play that they're different people and...
Spice it up, keep it interesting.
Yeah, exactly. But they take it quite far. So they're invited to a dinner party and they pretend to be different people at this dinner party, and they keep trying to one-up each other. So they make up these outrageous lies about who they are and who the other person is. But as the play goes on, you see that they're fantasizing, they're role playing, has kind of caused them to lose grip with reality, basically. But it's very good. I recommend coming to see it.
It sounds funny. And what's the one on after that?
So after that is The Offensive, written by Aga Sarugo Lugo, who's another London writer. And this is the wild card of the six. This is the more unusual play of the six. It's very stylized, very surreal, and it's about three gargoyles sitting atop a cathedral. And through their conversations, the play explores things such as identity and politics and power and status. And it's very, very interesting, very unique. And I recommend coming to see it.
Very unique. Amazing. Mm. I'm going to be interested how you do that, actually, with makeup or kind of... I don't know.
Yeah, there's going to be makeup and prosthetics a small cathedral set, which is going to go in this little studio space.
Fascinating. I love it. And then you've got the Corpus Playrooms. Now, the Corpus Playrooms are, again, hidden down that little alley in Cambridge. Very Cambridge, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
So old and lovely. And you kind of have the stage in the middle with the audience kind of around. So you're a bit like in your front room.
Yeah, it's kind of L-shaped. So you've got the audience on two sides, which...
Quite intimate, isn't it?
It's very intimate. That's one of the reasons why I love it so much. And we've got two excellent plays there. So we've got Sink or Swim on first at 7 p.m. And that's written by Kim Komjanets, who's a good friend of mine, and she used to be the chair of Write On, but has recently moved back to Slovenia. And she's going to be flying back to watch her play. And Sink or Swim is about a woman who's kind of going through a midlife crisis. She feels like she's under a lot of pressure to succeed, and the harder she tries to succeed, she ends up in a place where she's wondering whether, you know, she... has done the right thing, I suppose. That's my reading of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. And what's the next one? What's the one on after?
So after that is Blood Music at 9:30, written by James Steadman, another good friend of mine. And that's the one that I'm directing. So as well as producing / artistic directing the whole festival, I'm also directing one of the six, which is Blood Music. And Blood Music is about a straight couple and a gay couple. And the woman in the straight couple and one of the guys from the gay couple used to be really, really, really intense friends. They used to have like a real like soulmate bond, basically. And they've drifted apart for 10 years. And they happen to be in this pub in London and they bump into each other by chance. And this old intense friendship is rekindled. And it's about how that renewed friendship affects their relationships with their new partners. And it's a gently comic play. So it's kind of funny and it explores relationships and love. And it's a wonderful play. The dialogue in it is excellent. So I'm looking forward to directing it and showing it to everybody in Cambridge.
So you obviously, Richard, can put any hat on. Actor, director, producer, writer. I mean, do you like to do it all?
Yeah, I'd say I'm an all-rounder, really. I mean, writing is something that I'm less experienced at, but after spending so much time in Write-On, sort of absorbing information about writing via osmosis, it's something I definitely like to do more of. But directing's definitely my passion. And I suppose I do all the producing stuff just so that I can create projects, you know, and create opportunities for myself and other creatives.
So you've got a pool of actors, kind of all people who are amateur actors. Have you got anyone kind of well-known in it?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you say, it is everybody's doing it on an amateur basis, but we've got a few sort of local celebrities, and one of the more famous actors we have is Nicholas Frankau, who's acting in The Summer House, and he used to be in Hello, Hello as one of the airmen. So that's a lovely little name drop that we've got.
Brilliant. And so are you working with people you've known before or worked with before, or is it kind of a new collaboration, really?
Yeah.
A little bit of both?
Yeah, a bit of both, really. So in all cases, some of the writers I know very well, some are very new, some of the directors I know very well, some of the directors are new, and the same for the actors, really. I mean, we've got some actors who I know very well who are fantastic, and we've got some new actors who I haven't really seen much of, and I can't wait to see what they've got to offer.
It's quite a big responsibility, isn't it, putting on a play for the first time that's never been seen before, so the audience have no expectation. And obviously you want to do it justice on the, you know, you've read the script and you've interpreted it, you've got your stage, you know, staging and props, and there's a lot to think about, isn't there? And obviously,
absolutely,
you know, to be the first people to see this play performed is really exciting as an audience.
Yeah.
I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
What they're going to take from it? Mm-hmm. Are they going to go away and tell people about it? Mm. So yeah, I think they sound really interesting, diverse plays. I think they sound fantastic. So if people want to see this, if they want to go along, how can they do that?
Well, you can buy tickets from the ADC Theatre website. All the plays are on sale right now. Also, you can have a look on the Write-On website, and we have lots of information on there, you know, blurbs about all the plays, which are a bit more articulate than my descriptions off the top of my head. And there's also a trailer on there, which I recommend people watch, where you can see the poster and the kind of focus of the camera will zoom in on the different plays, and you can hear lines spoken by actors from those plays. And it's a great way to kind of hear the plays come to life a bit and get a feel for how the tone is sort of those plays. So I recommend watching that trailer. That might give you a better idea of which plays to go and see.
Yeah, the trailer is fantastic, as are the posters. And there's also flyers around if people can keep their eyes peeled. There is flyers. I mean, it's really exciting that you're doing a festival for the first time, the first year. And I think hopefully it'll be on next year as well, because doing six plays over five nights at three different venues, I mean, the challenge is to go and see them all.
Absolutely.
And to really, you know, make a great week of it. Mm. So, Richard, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
and
having
talking
me.
To
yeah,
us about it. I can't wait. I think it's going to be brilliant. And it's a pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure we'll have you in again, maybe afterwards to talk about it.
Yeah, have a little aftermath chat.
Yeah, definitely.